Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 9th of November. New South Wales recorded 222 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 4 deaths. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 62 new cases, 21 in Moree Plains, 11 in Cessnock, 8 in Midcoast, 7 in Lake Macquarie, 5 in Newcastle, 3 in Inverell, 2 in Tamworth, 2 in Maitland, 1 in Armidale, 1 in Port Stephens, and 1 in Singleton. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 1 new case in Orange, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 3 new cases, all of which were in Ivanhoe. There are now 24 active cases in the district, 13 of which are linked to the Ivanhoe outbreak. On to Victoria, where there were 1,069 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night, and 10 deaths. There are now 15,607 total active cases across the state. Regional Victoria recorded 160 new cases, including 23 in Geelong, 21 in Latrobe, 17 in Bendigo, 16 in Shepparton, 14 in Macedon Ranges, and 1 in Mildura. There are now 393 total active cases in Shepparton, 434 in Latrobe, and 106 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. For those in Shepparton, the Aboriginal Community Controlled Organisation COVID vaccine van is now at the Rumbalara Elders facility offering free walk-in vaccinations as well as home visits this week. It's running from today, Tuesday, November 9, until Friday, November 12. Today through Thursday, it's running from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Then on Friday, it'll be running from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. That's at the Rumbalara Elders facility at 95 Ford Road, Shepparton. If you can't make it to the clinic, don't worry. Call on 582-0035 to organise for the van to come to you. That's 582-0035. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.